We stand ready to work together with your side to increase our exchanges and cooperation, enhance understanding and trust, and develop a constructive and cooperative relations between us. I'm convinced that so long as the three Sino-US joint communiques and fundamental norms governing international relations are adhered to, and so long as the problems between us, especially the problem of Taiwan, the question of Taiwan, is properly addressed, then there will be a bright future of our relationship.
Mr. Ralph Warnier of the Associated Press.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, sir, for having us here. Mr. President, do you know yet whether there is a definite link between the anthrax attacks and any foreign interests, particularly Al-Qaeda or Iraq? And separately, there's a report that we have special forces in southern Afghanistan now. Can you confirm that the ground war has begun? And a quick question to our host, sir. Do you support the U.S. military action in Afghanistan, which President Bush says could last 1 or 2 years?
谢谢你们今天请我到这里来。首先请问布什总统。
First, I spent some time explaining to the President of my determination to bring people to justice that murdered our citizens. And I told the President that our nation will do what it takes to bring them to justice, no matter how long it takes. And, well, I don't know the time, but I do know the desire. And secondly, I explained to the President that we will hold people accountable who harbor terrorists. And that's exactly what we're doing. I will not comment upon military operations. I have made it very clear from the outset of this campaign that I will not respond to rumors and information that seeps into the public consciousness for fear of disrupting the operations that are taking place. But let me reiterate what I've told the American people and the world. We will use whatever means are necessary to achieve our objectives. Thirdly, I don't have knowledge of a direct link of the anthrax incidents to the enemy. But I wouldn't put it past them. These are evil people, and the deeds that have been conducted on the American people are evil deeds. And anybody who would mail anthrax letters trying to affect the lives of innocent people is evil. And I want to say this as clearly as I can, that anybody in America who will use this opportunity to threaten our citizens, will think it's funny as a hoax to put out some kind of threat, will be held accountable and will be prosecuted. Now is the time in America, now is the time for us to stand up against terror and for American citizens to unite against terror. And we're looking. We're on the search to find out who's conducting these evil acts. I'm also pleased that the government is responding very quickly, that people who have been exposed to anthrax are getting the necessary treatments. I think it's very important for people of all the world to understand that if anthrax, if people are exposed to anthrax, there is a treatment for it. And it's very important for all our governments to react and respond as quickly as possible to make sure the citizens who get exposed receive the necessary antibiotics. And we're doing that in America. And the American people also have got to understand that we will make sure that there is ample supplies as we deal with this evil act, that we'll make sure there's ample supplies available for the American people.
那么首先我已经向江主席清楚的表有关人士提供这些药品，因为干这些事情的人呢是邪恶的人干的。
Couldn't have said any better.
我的中文讲不过他。
我也听到这个消息。Thank you.
In my discussion with President Bush this morning, I've made clear that we are opposed to terrorism of all forms. And what we have done in the past has shown this attitude of ours very clearly. We hope that anti-terrorism efforts can have clearly defined targets, and efforts should hit accurately and also avoid innocent casualties. What is more, the role of the United Nations should be brought into full play. I'd also like to make a comment on anthrax. I've also heard about it, and I think with regard to this problem, all countries should take a unanimous stand because it's a public hazard. We should all unite and work to prevent it from spreading any further. That's the end of the press conference. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that this has been a bit over-reported.